can save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I am Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. You can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live, mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at mightyhouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And if you've joined us on the YouTube channel, make sure to hit subscribe so that way when we do post a new video, you'll be notified of that, because you really never know when we're going to do it. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And, of course, you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611, and you will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And, again, that's 877-711-5611, and we'll take care of your questions. Who do we have on the horn right now, Randall? Who's up there? Hey, Ed, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on.
Oh, no problem, guys. How you doing this morning?
Hi, good. Ed.
Good.
How you doing? So I just bought a new property, and actually I had Will come out and do my home inspection. He did a great job.
Yes.
But the backyard, I was mowing it for the first time yesterday, and I realized that the yard ends, and it's like a four-foot drop-off into we still have like 20 more feet of property past the drop-off.
Uh-huh.
But it's eroding, if you will.
Okay.
And I want to bring in more dirt to kind of make that at like a nice angle down, you know, so no one falls off and hurts themselves, basically.
Okay.
What's the best way to grade the property? Throw in a wheelbarrow full of dirt, tamp it down, keep going that way, like kind of stack it up, or what's the best way to do it?
Okay, well, first off, what are the neighbors? Are you the highest point, or is this all like in a neighbor's area that all does the same thing?
We're on the back of a cul-de-sac.
Okay.
So our property actually borders the Illinois State Beach Resort up in Beach Park there.
Got it. So there is...
Our neighbor to our south...
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, the neighbor to your south?
Our neighbor to our south. The neighbor to the south slopes out real nice.
Uh-huh.
A neighbor to our north kind of slopes out real nice, but he goes more into like the Bull Creek runs up by his property as well there.
Okay. So the reason I'm asking that is you can't build up your property to force, you know, rainwater and groundwater to their property. So, as long as you can grade
behind us to go to.
Right. So as long as you grade that down and you make it a more even slope, that's fine. You can do it. You just want to be putting water onto the neighbors. So if you're putting it into the state park, I don't think they're going to complain.
What's causing it to erode is that you've mentioned Bull Creek. Does Bull Creek run behind your property as well?
Bull Creek borders our property in the very, very, very northern property. We have like a big pie-shaped piece of land being on the back of the cul-de-sac there.
Right,
right.
So,
well, I'm asking because you're saying
the tip of it is the creek, but the whole backyard just kind of drops off like a four-foot drop-off.
Okay. Because, well, then you said it was eroding, and that's why I was wondering what caused it to erode, because you're going to need something to hold that soil in place. So typically at the base of that, where the bottom of your slope is, you'd want to put in some riprap, which is like larger rock, and then put in your dirt, and then, of course, you got to get sod on there right away, because otherwise there's nothing to hold the dirt, or wild grasses,
right,
whichever. But that's why I was asking, because I can't just throw dirt in there if there's a creek behind you, and every time it floods, it takes your backyard away. So that's why I was asking.
Yeah, so
exactly.
So you could just do different sizes. You know, you don't want to get stone that's all the same size. You want different types of stone, and you could probably dump that back there first, and then, you know, or just get some loose fill. And like you said, just keep tamping it as you go. So one is to take the existing yard you have now and slope it out there and just take that existing dirt so you don't have to haul it in and just kind of push it out and then, you know, gradually taper it all down. or the other, or you can bring it in if you want to keep your backyard level like it is now. Then you would actually truck in more dirt and just have it dumped back there. So, you know, you can get truckloads, you know, if you just look for clean fill. Their excavators are looking to dump that stuff all the time. So you might be able to just get some clean fill from a local excavator and they'll dump it back there for free. So, you know.
Yeah, I got some coming today. A guy is charging me $275 just to bring it out.
Right.
It's you know, for the just a delivery charge, basically.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Just to pay for the fuel and the manpower time. But excavators, right, like right. I said, you know, if they're digging, because you don't care what it is on the bottom. It could be all the clay and stuff
right.
from an overdig when someone's doing a new house, a new construction or an addition. That could all go down in there. That's fine as long as it's clean fill. You don't want to be burying, you know, sod and logs and brush and stuff like that, because that will organic stuff will start to break down, and then you're going to constantly have the sinking and stuff. It's not going to be able to be
right.
tamped down and stay in place. So you can dump gravel back there. You can just do any kind of loose fill and then just slowly grade it out. And the best part is you can go rent yourself a Bobcat and play around and have some fun.
Ooh, there's fun.
See, you know, tell the boss you got. Well, yeah. Sorry, honey, I got to go rent this thing, and then you can play back there as long as you want. You know, just keep pushing it out, grading it out to what you want, and you know, Bobcat will do that real well. So,
if
you're playing in dirt like that, loose fill, you might want to get one that's got tracks versus wheels.
Just
look for a rubber track Bobcat.
Yes.
Awesome. That's what I'll do. Thanks so much for your help, guys.
All right. Thanks, Ed.
Thanks, Ed.
All right. Bye. So that's pretty cool. Depending on, and like I said, the other part of this too is once he gets this done, he might need to actually go back to and have his survey redone and his elevations all changed so that his survey is current. Otherwise, he might need to do that when he sells his house. So.
They will anyway. Survey's only good for like 6 months. They'll
right.
get a new one anyway.
Right. And then he'll need a new one.
The topo. But, you know, as long as he's in his property line. And you're right, though. The city could have some issues.
Right. And as long as you're not building up your property that's then taking all the rainwater and pushing it to your neighbors.
Correct.
As long as you're staying level, or you can go less and let their rainwater run onto you. That's fine. You just can't push your rainwater onto somebody else. I mean, we've got a house in our neighborhood where you know, it's the original grade was like filled in and they built a new house. So then that made like a 3-foot wall on the property that was to the south of them. And then that house is still the original house. And then the property that's south of that one, they built theirs up. So now there's like this 3-foot gully that this guy's house is in. And when it rains, there's nowhere for it to go. It all just dumps in there and he floods out right. all the time. So eventually when he sells that house, they're going to have to build that one up too. But this was all done before the, like you said, the topos were coming in. Now we have to provide a topographical survey showing
right, and a where
rainwater runoff and where all of that stuff is going to go now because of situations like that. So,
well, and we created a problem down here where, you know, it used to build basically your first floor line was 7 feet above sea level.
Mm-hmm.
And then FEMA went, you know, that's probably not a good idea because when we have a 12-foot storm surge, that's 5 feet of water in your house.
Right.
You know, that's right. So let's build it 9.
Right.
So now you only have 3 feet of water in your house.
I'm right.
Like, that's just so stupid.
Right.
So they changed the code now again, and now we build it 11.
Oh, wow.
Which makes perfect sense because we still get 12-foot storm surge. So now you only have 1 foot of water in your house.
Yeah, one is okay. That's all right. We can do that.
That's a pretty unusual surge. You know what I'm saying? That
right.
If you get a 12-footer, you're pretty much in deep trouble anyway.
Right, right, right.
But what happens, though, is you go into these neighborhoods that are a brand-new development. Maybe when I say brand-new, but a 10-year-old development, and you've got houses that are at 9, and now we're building at 11. So now we're, you know, but we have to do site drainage plans where we put swales between them to get the runoff. But you're right. It complicates everything.
So what happened with that tropical storm that came up through there last week? You guys okay?
It was just rainy all day Monday.
Oh, really?
Nothing.
No big deal?
It probably helped a little because, you know, you've heard about the blue-green algae and the red tide off the coast.
Right.
It broke up the red tide pretty good, where red tide like stagnant water.
Uh-huh.
So with the storm rolling through offshore, it really churned the water. So the red tides decreased quite a bit in the week, but we never had it down here anyway. That was up north.
Cool.
But
all right. Well,
it was fine. It was just rain.
Yeah, just rain. I didn't know if you guys got hammered up back there or not. So.
No, there's plenty of people still out at the taverns being silly for Labor Day.
It didn't slow that down at all then, huh?
No. I stayed home. I enjoyed the day.
Excellent. So is that music going to play there, Randall, or what? The out? Oh, 2-1. Ah, there it goes. I knew I was getting close. Yes. I wasn't sure if Fresh Meat knew what he was doing there, so I was a little nervous.
He said 60 about a minute ago.
Oh, did he? Okay. All right, cool. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with your phone calls and more from Robbie right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House. This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline. It's 877-711-5611. And you will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right, Hey, Trixie, are you ready for this? We're going to do a giveaway? We can do it. All right. No. I'm gonna do this. We've got a Mighty House bubbler to give away. But here's how you win it: the first person to call in and tell Trixie what the Mighty House bubbler really is will win one. How do you like that?
I like it.
Because you actually have to know and have been listening to know what a Mighty House bubbler is.
Yes.
So
do you want me to just hold it up? Right.
Hold on. Jeff, you know who you are, Jeff. You may not win another one.
Oh, okay. Well, if you've already got one, yeah, you can't.
Jeff.
But we've got new listeners now, so we've got a Mighty House bubbler. That's what Robbie calls it, a bubbler. But it's really not. Hold it up, Rich. You got it there handy?
I do.
Yeah. So if you can tell us what a Mighty House bubbler is, then you'll win one. Just 877. 711-5611. Again, 877-711-5611. Call in, tell Trixie what the bubbler is, and we will send it out to you. You win one.
I'm not surprised you have no internet access down here because she's sitting there watching a movie on her laptop.
Oh, Aaron? Okay. All right, we got him. Hey, Aaron, are you there?
I am here. What's going on, Ron? Happy birthday, Robbie. What's going on?
What is going on?
Aaron's from Mr. Floor, and we appreciate you sponsoring the show and all that good stuff. Here's what Rich has a question for you, though.
I have a question for you. It came up this week. So the proposed tariffs, Chinese imported hardwood flooring, 10% tariffs, and that affects quite a few manufacturers. Have you heard that? Because I know they were meeting on it, and have they announced the finals yet?
I haven't heard anything yet, but we don't purchase products out of China for the most part. So I don't know that it's going to affect us.
Okay.
Most of our products are coming out of Canada or the U.S. Some of them come out of like Switzerland and Sweden and stuff like that, but we don't get much out of China. So I haven't heard much.
No, but so maybe it doesn't affect you personally, but Mohawk and a number of other large brands are through China. The lumber goes from Canada or the U.S. to China. It's manufactured there and brought back. And a lot of it is brought into Canada, and it's going to be now because to avoid the tariffs, you ship from Japan. So then you're not shipping from China. So what the problem we're running into is the wholesalers now want to start charging for the tariff that does not exist yet.
Oh, look at that.
So, our, again, another price increase, as much as 25%, they said. And I go, really? They only proposed a 10% tariff.
Wow.
So
yeah, I actually just Googled it. I saw 27%.
Say that again, Aaron.
I said I was just Googling it because you asked me the question, so I figured I'd look really quick. I found something that said 27%, but like I said, we don't deal with Mohawk products either. So, I mean, all the big boys typically buy their stuff out of China because it's less expensive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The tariffs may make it actually a little bit more even keeled. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but
yeah, and that's kind of what the whole point of a tariff is.
Right.
That's why we don't really hate the idea of doing the tariff, because you wonder why there's no good manufacturing jobs and whatnot in this country. It's because everybody likes to go to Walmart
mm-hmm.
and buy cheap junk from China.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
And that's why I think it's funny then when China wants to come back and put tariffs on our dairy products or whatever. Like, fine. Don't eat the meat. More for me.
Exactly.
There you go.
So, what do you got going at Mr. Floor today, buddy?
Oh, I'm just writing proposals and waiting for people to give me a call and buy some cleaning products.
Oh,
sounds good.
Mr. Floor Cleaning Products, MrFloor.com, right? Or you could stop in there.
Absolutely.
Come into the showroom right there on Oakton, right?
I'm here till 3. Come see me.
Oh, look at that.
Hey, Mr. Floor.
A woman
asked me this week, a question. Squeaky floors. Now,
is that squeaky cheese?
Now, I know that we've talked about this. We, Ron, Rich, and I on the air before, and, you know, there have been like these like hacker tips that say you sprinkle powder in there or graphite or something.
Oh, squeaky floors.
Squeaky floors. So what is your thought? Is there a simple fix?
16-penny nail.
There is no simple fix.
16-penny nail.
Fix. There's no...
Bam!
Yeah, exactly. We right. love sanding after we see those. there's no magic dust that's going to get away, get the squeaks to go away. The challenge with why your floors are squeaking is typically it's on a sleeper system, which is little slats of wood spaced apart, and then there is gaps and voids underneath the floor, and when you step on those voids, the nails are going up and down, and those are the squeaks. So people will throw, like Ron just said, a nail in there, but then the squeak typically just moves. So there's not really a good fix.
You can rip it out, right?
You absolutely can rip it out, or you have your free alarm system, like I always say.
Right. That's security. You know, it's
nothing.
It's a passive security system, yes.
Outside of ripping out a floor.
Well, you can try and nail it, screw it down.
Where would you put a nail? From underneath?
No,
from on top?
You got to nail it right through the face. That's
right through the face, just a big old square
right
head.
Through the face. And the problem is if you start doing that, the squeaks start to move, so then you just add nails, and there's many, many times where I walk into a house and there are nails all over the floor, and the floor's still squeaking.
Right.
Because
and they're
it
asking
just,
you to
it
refinish
work.
It.
Yeah, and they just want you to refinish it. They don't want to replace it.
And you're going,
it.
No, I like my equipment too much
so
to run over all
those
nails.
So why is it squeaking? Was it installed incorrectly, or that's just the nature of the beast? And why do some squeak
it's,
more?
It's how it was installed back in the day, you know, back in the day, they didn't use full plywood sheets. They used what were called sleepers so that the conduit can get from one side of the room to the other. They left voids in between these pieces of wood, which are called sleepers.
Yep.
So when you have a void, there's no support underneath that wood, so it deflects. And when it deflects, your nails are moving.
So the nail stays in the same position, and the wood's moving back and forth on that nail. And that's what actually
Correct.
Makes the
and
squeak.
And the wood fibers then making the squeaky noise.
Right. And that's where some people say
right.
talcum powder. You put talcum powder on there and then broom it in and walk around on it. And that may help for a little bit.
Does it help?
But it may come back then, too.
Does it help?
Yeah, it'll eventually come back. And you're just putting dust all over and powder all over your floor. It's not, I wouldn't recommend trying that, you know. It gives you character to the floor. That's why sometimes you get a creak underneath carpet, and it's in the plywood because they used to nail the plywood instead of
screwing
the plywood. Now it's recommended that you screw the plywood.
Right.
So literally on this floor here, it's creaking. Someone would just take a nail and...
Right.
And it wouldn't matter where. Like, you don't have to look for a seam or a...
Well,
you typically want to find the sleeper, because if not, you're just nailing right through the top wood.
And if you're lucky, you'll hit the conduit anyway.
It's not going to do any good.
Right.
So a sleeper is what the floor is laying on?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
How do you find that?
Right.
With a stud finder? Or different things?
Maybe. It works. I don't know, because I don't do that. I just tell people that's their
security system. We don't do that. Typically, when you step on an area that's not squeaking, that's where the sleeper is.
There you go. Yeah, because it's in between the sleepers is where the wood's moving more. Yeah.
Right.
Clear as mud?
No, but that's okay. I'll just tell them there's nothing they can do.
How about this?
Well, we're going to be in a couple weeks, so we can talk more about it.
Well, actually bring in show and tell then, too. We could do that.
Cool.
Yep.
Okay, Aaron, how about this? If it's squeaking a lot, how about just dumping buckets of water on your floor?
To expand them?
And then the wood will expand, and then it'll stop squeaking.
Well, that's one way to fix it. You call the insurance company, they replace the whole thing.
I like it.
There you go. Tell them that the refrigerator's, the water line broke. Right,
right, exactly.
that hasn't happened at any house you know of recently either.
Nobody I know of.
Not at all. No. All right, cool. Well, we'll see you in a couple weeks. Thanks for the update there, buddy.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
All right,
bye. Take care.
All right, cool. That's Mr. Floor, Aaron from Mr. Floor, MrFloor.com. And you can swing by his showroom. He'll be there all day today. Stop in and say hi. And if you want some Mr. Floor cleaning products, if you go over and ask him real nice, I'll bet you he'd give you some.
I bet he would.
He probably would.
He's on Oakton, I believe, in Skokie.
You know, I gave that to a client of ours because she'd already had her floors already done. She just bought the house. I gave her some. She called me a week later. I got to have more. And so I called Aaron. We took her a gallon of the stuff. She called last night. I need more. I love this stuff.
Isn't it a concentrate?
No. No, okay. It's ready to go. So you just put it in a squirt bottle, spray it, and walk around with a Swiffer, and it cleans up. She says I use it every night before I go to bed. She does all her floors. She loves it that much.
She does her floor every night.
Yes, every night.
She must have a dark hardwood.
Yes, she does.
Again, the shoemaker's children have no shoes. The home organizer house is a disaster.
Sure.
I wish I had the time to clean my floors.
Well, that's with Mr. Floor Cleaning Products. It just, you squirt it with a gun, and then you just walk behind it with a Swiffer. You're in and out. Boom, done. No problems.
Man, how much time is left?
30 seconds.
Okay, Ron, I would like to make a trade with you.
Oh, go ahead.
I will trade you a porch jack.
Okay.
For whatever mystery present is this.
Possible, maybe so. We'll have to talk about that.
I'll give it back. I'll give a porch jack back.
I'm not sure what she wants a porch jack for.
To jack my porch? A duh, a bam, a mic drop, ba boom!
We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House.
Jack you!
Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction, I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. That's 877-711-5611. And you will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And you can also go sign up for the newsletter. And you just go to MightyHouse.net, click on the Mighty House Contact Us page right there, And you scroll down through there, fill out the information, and we will send that to you weekly. It comes out Fridays around noon or so. We'll send it. Tells you what's going to be on the show. Gives you links to all the important things that are going on the YouTube channel, on the Facebook, on the Twitter. And in the new one now is on Patreon. That's patreon.com/Mighty House. And if you go there, you can sign up and be part of the Mighty House Patreon team there and have a chance to win some Klein tools. Every week or every month, we're going to give away a pair of pliers or something from Klein Tools. And you can enter yourself there just by going and signing up at patreon.com/Mighty House. And with that, I think it's time to go back to the phones.
It is.
It is. Are you ready? Robbie, you ready for this?
For Ian.
You prepared? Okay. Hey, Ian, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on, buddy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
Good morning.
Yeah. Robbie, happy birthday.
You recovered?
Oh, thank you. I thought maybe you were going to call, and then while you were on the phone, you were going to just drive over here really quickly. Get it, Ian?
No, I am on my I'm on the motorcycle right now, and I am not speeding, as far as you know.
As you know.
Where are you heading?
And I'm headed to Barrington. But I wanted to wish you a happy, happy, happy birthday. And I want to tell you, you know, all the germophobia stuff. I want to tell you that whole part was rich and compelling, and it has moved me to become much more conscious. So I've been wearing gloves. I've been using my dauber. And I think I'm coming down with something now.
That's because you don't eat dirt enough. You need to eat more dirt.
Why did you bother to call, Ian? Was there something you wanted to say that had anything to do with the show, maybe? Anything pertinent? Anything to add?
Anything birthday is the
best. Oh, thank you.
Because you're loved. You are loved and admired and adored, and the show wouldn't be the same without you.
See, well, that is true.
That's very kind.
That is true.
That's very kind. You just really wanted to get in that and little dig.
No, we all love you, and it's all in good fun.
It is. Thank you for filling in for Ron last week.
Right?
Yep.
That was nice. We had a good time.
Yeah, we had a blast, and I had to wish you a happy birthday and tell you I'm telling you, I feel 100 times better now that I'm using all this antibacterial soap.
You are not.
I'm lathering up in it, man.
Do you wash your hands after you go to the bathroom yet?
No. Why would you do that?
Well, no, because I can't. I have to answer. There's only one answer on public radio that I can give you.
No.
Yes. And that would be?
Yes, of course.
It's not. We discussed only 30% of men. Or something like that,
right?
I've always been at the head of my class, so I'm in that 30%.
See, there you go.
I assure you. Right? You guys do too. You guys are both in the 30%, right?
Sure.
I believe what your parting words were: 100% of the men do it 30% of the time.
I have no idea what
that's
you're
exactly
talking
right.
about.
Yeah. That's what you said. 100% of the men wash their hands 30% of the time.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
All right, I'll remember not to shake your hand.
I love arithmetic. What can I tell you?
There you go.
That's a beautiful thing.
Anyways, it's a great show, and I had fun with Rich last week. That was really a blast.
I did too. Thank you, brother.
I'm not sure how much home improving we did, you know, but we were informative some way or another.
Oh,
yes.
Some way. If nothing else, it was entertaining, Ian, which is really all that matters.
I didn't get a whole lot of complaints during the week.
Right.
Actually, I got none.
Well, good, because usually when I'm on the show, it just, you know, there's just all kinds of, you know, people, you know, it's just off the rail type stuff.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, we got there a couple of times, so we're good.
Yeah.
It was fun.
So where are you heading, Ian?
It was fun.
Barrington.
Oh, he's going to Barrington?
Is it a client?
I got to go. Hey, you know what, Ron? You know all about this, and Rich, you as well. Welcome to a world of self-employment, where basically what it is I own an octopus, and it's got 8 arms, and it grabs me every time I try to do something else. The other tentacle grabs me.
Right.
So I'm working.
Oh, good. Well, that's good to know.
Because I'm never not working.
Correct. That is absolutely correct. That's because you own your own business.
Exactly.
True story.
I'm an entrepreneur, and and apparently my IQ is only slightly above room temperature.
All right, buddy, I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, guys, have a great rest of the show. We'll talk to you.
See you, Ian. Thank you.
Thanks, Ian.
Happy birthday, Robbie. Love you.
Thank you.
Hey, Trixie, did somebody win that bubbler? Did we get a winner? Nobody called in and said what the bubbler is yet.
Those?
Oh, wait. Are you showing it now, Rich? We're off playing on. We're getting prepared for the next show now, so I can't see you.
I see.
So
I wasn't aware. Can you hear me now?
Oh no, I could hear you the whole time. Oh, okay. I just could not see you, because.
Then why am I worrying about what my camera's doing?
No, everybody else could see you on Facebook Live.
You can't see me.
Just with the screen here, because I can see what Randall's working on, and that's it.
I gotcha. That's annoying.
So I need to borrow a porch jack.
Okay.
Why, I will trade
why would you. What do you need the porch jack for?
Really? Didn't we? Fresh meat. Didn't we just go through why I need a porch jack? To jack my porch. Uh-huh. Thank you. Okay. I will trade you this Klein tool.
Why is your porch sinking?
I don't know. I'm not doing it.
Because the post is rotting out.
Thank you. Because the post is rotting out.
Don wants to try it himself.
Yes.
And so he's going to jack up. What we need to do is jack it up, disconnect the railings, jack it up, and then you got to cut the bottom of the post off there, repair the porch underneath it because the flooring will be bad. So repair that, and then you need to make new pediments for that post and then set it back down.
That's what we're going to do.
That's what you're doing.
Thank you. And
so
I
you just buy those concrete ones at the box store, or you want to dig a hole and put concrete in?
No. This is on a wood deck. So, you know, it's already got the wood deck porch floor, and then the post sits on the wood floor.
Oh, you know, I gotcha.
It's old school. It's an old school porch.
Yeah, so the porch, the post you're talking about is supporting the roof, I take it.
Right.
It is not under the porch.
Correct.
Correct.
Well, that's a mistake right there. But
well, that's just the way they used to build them in the olden days.
I get it.
So, okay.
So what are you saying, Rich?
It's incorrectly built.
You got to jack
it. Correct in its day, but.
Yeah, you got to jack it up. Repair it and set it back down. That's all.
Yeah.
Easy peasy?
Yes.
Lemon squeezy.
Is it?
Sure, for Rich and I. what would you put
the tools and the knowledge.
That's it. What would you put the skill level at that? Between 1 and 10, what would you set the skill level for replacing a post on a porch like that?
A 6.
Yeah, I was going to say 7. So, yeah, we're right there. That's a 6 or a 7 on the skill level scale. And tool equipment scale.
Well, if we borrow your porch jack, we have all the tools we need.
Yeah, you'll be one tool closer to having the tools you need, yes.
6 to 7 being easier or harder?
Hardest
ten
is 10.
Hardest.
10's hardest, 1 is an easy. I was going to say 7, he came back with a 6. But Rich also thinks you can install a door in 30 minutes. So there's a little
depends
difference
on
in
the door.
Well, maybe you'll.
I've got done some exterior doors that take 2 days.
But... Yeah.
Well, maybe
exactly.
Once you see this tool, you'll be more inclined to help out with this project.
Oh, so you want me to? Oh, look at that! Is that their new one? Dual mode non-contact voltage tester with laser point. Ooh, laser pointer.
I know.
So that. We could probably give this away next month.
No, that's for you.
I know, but I can get one for next month if we want to do that.
Oh.
I have access to their full line of tools. We can pick anything we want in the Klein tool line.
Some, like one of those really big lineman hooks, you know, that only 4 guys in the country know how to use.
Right, there you go. So these are pretty good. So this you can hold up to an outlet or a switch and find out if it's hot or not, if it's got electricity going to it. So you hold it up there and it goes, deet, deet, deet.
I knew you would like it. I bought it just for you.
So I have one of those that we use. If you have a basement that floods, you keep one of those in the house and you pass it over the water. And if the water's electrified, it'll tell you and you do not step in the water.
Right. Yeah. And this is another good one. It goes from 12 volts to 1,000 volts. And some of them, the cheaper ones, they don't do 12 volts.
I would not get you a cheap tool.
So 12 volts, that's where you want it to be. You know, that's really good. Because then you can check out your low voltage stuff, too.
Only the best for you, Ron.
Of course. Klein Tools, right?
I know.
Right. I know.
Speaking of, are you guys familiar with a manufacturer of safety equipment called Ergodyne?
Ergodyne, yes.
Okay. Do you know who owns them?
Klein Tools.
Oh, how do you know?
I saw yesterday. Klein Tools just bought them.
Yes, they did.
It's a 15-year-old safety company.
They bought them on my birthday.
Uh-huh.
Klein Tools, a Chicago-based tool manufacturer with 8 facilities throughout the United States, announced it has acquired Tenacious Holdings, Inc., the parent company of Ergodyne, a leading manufacturer of safety equipment and products, which is based in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
The acquisition will allow both Klein Tools and Ergodyne to use its combined resources to grow its products in the safety space and bring more innovative products to their loyal customers. I believe it will still be the president will remain the president and continue to lead the team. And I think that they're going to, they're still operating as separate businesses.
Right in my eyes.
Klein Tools will now own Ergodyne.
Okay, you got it?
Outlets behind
you. It's a laser.
That is, well, I have the laser. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live, mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. Everyday mistakes are made by untrained employees and unlicensed contractors.
Wait,
who take advantage
say that again.
Wait, hold on.
I know. I just want you to repeat that from the beginning, please.
Everyday mistakes are made by untrained employees and unlicensed contractors who take advantage of homeowners who are looking for a good deal and to save a few bucks. Roofers and Waterproofers Local 11 contractors put their customers first by employing men and women who go through extensive hands-on, classroom, and on-the-job training. The difference between a union and non-union contractor is the fact that a union contractor is a contributing contractor, which means the union contractor invests in employees' training, family, health care, retirement, and professional standing in the industry. So if you're looking for a contractor, choose union labor and be a part of the solution. Okay, now you may go.
I like that first sentence.
Oh, you wanted to hear that again.
Okay.
Well, we've got a couple minutes left of the show here, and we're going to squeeze in one more phone call. That's Nick and Sandwich. Hey, Nick.
Hey, good morning.
What you got for us today, buddy?
Hey, Robbie.
Hi.
I don't know if you can hear me. And so I got some water in the basement from right around the blower unit, you know, the whole house unit, and it seems to only happen when the air conditioner's on.
Uh-huh.
So what is going on with that? Is it the condenser not expelling? Not getting outside and it's just finding a place to come inside, or that just doesn't seem correct.
Right.
You're saying you're getting water in the basement around the unit when the air conditioning is running?
Yeah.
So that sounds like a condensate drain to me.
That's clogged.
The AC. That's clogged. Right.
Yeah.
It should be a floor drain. Is there a way to get it? Is it supposed to automatically go out? I mean, or is there a part that I'm missing, maybe?
So on your furnace or on the air handler part, the A coil is inside the plenum, inside that housing. Inside that housing is a tray, and that tray catches the condensation, the water. They should have a plastic, about a 1-inch PVC plastic, coming out of the side of the plenum, and that would go down to the floor drain. And that typically, it may be clogged, and that's why the pan is just overflowing.
Right.
Okay.
So go down there and shut off your... Say that again?
Is it dangerous?
No.
No, but it's not good for the...
Okay, so I can fix it. I can actually do it myself. I don't need to call somebody for it.
Oh, yeah. If you've got an air compressor, you can take an air compressor and just put it into that white hose and just blow it back And that usually that's enough to clear it out. Sometimes you need to use a hanger and get a hanger to go in there, or you got to cut the section off and poke it, and then you can get buy another coupling and just glue it back together. It's just clogged up with gook, you know, the technical term.
Well, as you're describing it, I'm wondering if I even have the drain to begin with. I don't know if I don't have a hose that's coming out to go down into the rejector pit.
Oh,
well, so maybe that's why.
Yep. That if you look on the side, right where the line set comes in from your air conditioning and goes into the furnace plenum right on the top of the furnace, you should have a drain right in that same location.
Yep.
You know, there's a drain hole at the bottom, but it's got like these. Got like a little pump, almost looks like a fish pump.
Oh,
fish tank pump.
Well, that's possible, and that pump might be bad, but I'm not sure if that's your the pump for that or your deuce blower.
Okay.
With it being this late in the summer, I would suggest you bring a guy out, an HVAC guy, and have him do your clean and check for the winter and also address the drainage on that. I think you should just get a service call on that.
Yeah, just to be safe.
Okay. Service call, because I think as we're describing it, the pump, it has the hose going back up, so I think it might have burned itself out because of gravity.
Yep.
And I never noticed it until now.
Yep. And then that pump turns on and off as the condensate drops into the little pan that pump is in, and then it's got a quarter inch plastic tube that takes it over to the drain somewhere.
My guess too. Yeah. Right.
And that pump could be burnt out, or the tubing could be clogged. So any one of those things.
What's a good price for? I know we've argued about price and all that for the service calls, but what's a fair price and what should I get for that price?
Somewhere between $100 to $150 bucks for a basic check and clean.
Yeah, and they'll check and clean it, kind of just make sure everything's working, and then blow some, vacuum the dust and stuff out.
But they'll also reset the oxygen level so that your burners are burning at their best. So that's a lot of little differences like that if you get the right guy. So
So they'll kind of tweak the system a little. Perfect. All right. Well, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, bud.
Cool. Thanks.
And then Smart 265 is a place to go there. Smart265.com. That's a new sponsor that's just coming on. And so that's the Tin Knockers Union, and they might be able to help you out also. They'll send out people that are trained and ready to go and will actually know what the heck they're doing. So that's always a good thing.
Somebody called real quick about the number to call in for the bubbler. It was 877-711-5611.
Yep. Again, if you know what a bubbler is, that's what Robbie calls it. What's the actual bubbler? What is that tool that we have? There's a Mighty House bubbler. If you call Trixie and tell her what that is, then... We will send you one. This is that simple. So first person to call in and tell Trixie what a bubbler is, 877-711-5611. And we'll send you out a Mighty House bubbler that you too will be able to use around the house. It's small enough that it will fit in your junk drawer, right, Robbie?
Yes, it will.
But it's highly useful.
I actually have one of these that I found in my junk drawer, and I was like, I thought I left that on the desk, and I turned it over. Sears.
Oh, see, there you go. Excellent. So, all right, I think that's pretty much wraps everything up there, doesn't it?
Yep. Time to go play electrician. I play one on TV.
Did you stay at a Holiday Inn last night?
Nope.
Oh, no. Wow.
But I'm just changing out some switches. That's child's play.
Sure. Sure. Until you open it up and there's more wires than there are terminals, and you're thinking, now what do I do?
Now, one's a hall light and one's a closet light. Neither one's a three-way.
Oh, okay. So you're saying...
No, wait. Actually, one of them might be. Now I'm thinking.
Uh-huh. See how you are?
Well, I have a three-way also. Doesn't matter. It's easy.
I'm sorry. You have a what?
Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeProveItUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And if you do go to our YouTube channel, please subscribe. And in that way, you will get notified every time we post up a new video.
Yes, right. Subscribe.
Yep. And you can also subscribe to the new Patreon page we have. And that's patreon.com/Mighty House. And when you go there and sign up, you will be entered in for a chance to win Klein tools. Every month we're giving away some Klein tool that we decide and pick. So you can do that right there on Patreon. And there's a bunch of different levels of subscriptions you can do there. The conversation continues all week long on Facebook and Twitter. And if somebody wanted a newsletter, Rich, how can they do that?
You just go to mightyhouse.net, go to the contact page, first and last name, email address, click on submit, boom, done.
That's it.
Or send us emails.
Yep.
Rich@mightyhouse.net, Ron@mightyhouse.net, of course, Robbie@mightyhouse.net.
There you go. Boom, done. All right, next week we'll have another Mighty House Tip of the Week with Rich Calgill and other Clutter Clarity segment. Who knows what that'll ever be with Robbie Earhart. And in between that, we'll be taking your phone calls. Thanks for everybody that stopped in for a little bit today and joined us and called us and have been listening. We appreciate it. And for Rich Calgill, Robbie Earhart, I'm Ron Calgill. Keep it square and level.
Until next Saturday.
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production. Mighty House.